The regular meeting of the Board of Trustees was held Monday, February 26 in the Division Office Boardroom at 7 p.m. Those present: Chairperson Craig Russell, Vice Chairperson Becky Flannery, Nicole Chaska, Teresa Vandenberg, Bonnie James, Superintendent of Schools Barry Pitts, Secretary Treasurer Kent Reed, Supervisor of Operations Mark Johnston. Regrets: Kayla Moore. Minutes from the regular meeting of February 12 were approved, with no business arising out of the minutes. There were no delegations or visitations at this meeting and no communications, petitions requiring action. The Superintendent of Schools presented resolutions for staffing amendments within the division and for off-school activities. The superintendent also shared information and next steps with respect to the Healthy Schools curriculum and recent Healthy Lifestyles presentation hosted by VCI. The secretary-treasurer reviewed a modified draft version of the 2024-2025 budget projecting a 6% increase in operating expenditures related mostly to salary agreements and fixed cost increases, as well as a proposed increase in teaching staff due to increasing enrollment. Recent funding received from the province included a 5.9% increase in total funding, net 3.4% in general operating support due to new funding received to initiate a division-wide nutrition program for all students. The public budget consultation meeting will take place at the division office on March 6. A resolution was presented to approve the purchase of 17 Maracai wireless access points and the related enterprise licensing. Data on recent CPI, unemployment updates was reviewed. The Supervisor of Operations reviewed the school bus inventory. The division awaits a quote for the purchase of a second new school bus for this year. An update was provided on the repairs of VCI gym floor for water damage and on a potential project for a lighting upgrade at VJH. The board reviewed the minutes from the Committee of the Whole meeting dated February 26, 2024. The board reviewed a request to participate in a lobbying effort to the federal government to support a national school food program. A letter will be sent in support of this initiative. During an in-camera session, the superintendent and the secretary-treasurer shared information with the board considered privileged communications. Informational correspondence. Manitoba School Boards Association, E-News February 21. Manitoba Association of School Business Officials Minutes, February 2024. Climate Caucus, School Trustee Handbook. No new notices of motion were presented. Resolutions. The agenda was adopted as amended. Also, the minutes of the regular meeting held Feb 12 were adopted as circulated. The Board of Trustees moved to ratify actions of the Superintendent in approving the 1.0 FTE extension to the Limited Teacher General Agreement for Stephen Deansmore commencing Feb 1, 2024 and concluding March 6, 2024. The Board approved the 0.2 FTE temporary increase for Deb Peters commencing February 26, 2024 and concluding April 19, 2024, the day before the day the teacher she is replacing is able to return to work. The board approved the out-of-province trip for 20 students in GR 1 to 6 Cola School to attend a curling mini-spiel in Merrifield, Sask. March 12. The trip for 23 students, GR 1 to 12 Boundary Lane, Colony School to go cross-country skiing at the Rokenville Cross-Country Ski Club, March 6. Swimming for 23 students, GR 1 to 12 Boundary Lane, Colony School at Brandon YMCA, April 9. The purchase of 17 Maracai wireless access points inclusive of the 3-year enterprise licensing from Powerland at a total cost of $14,814.12 applicable taxes included. The board rose to sit as a committee of the whole to consider a matter as outlined in the superintendent's report and the secretary-treasurer's report. The final motion was adjournment at 10:03 p.m.